The Sentai Review, Episode 42, 2010, Super Sentai. Welcome to Fandom Night. It is another Wednesday, so it is another Sentai. Yeah. I am host, Reploid Bill William Bush. Co-hosts.
Oh, you're not the Green Ranger this time, buddy?
Nope.
Okay. I see how it is. You got it.
Okay, fine. Sub-level, sorry, yo.
Scott Action Jackson.
Lil GT.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick the Pally.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Alright!
Woo!
Today, we are starting another Sentai review, so it is time for Shane Butcher's Name.
You know, I really should...
Popular jingle
for this.
Oh my gosh.
maybe before next episode, I'll try to come up with a jingle.
Can you read that?
Yeah. I can read it. It's just, well, I can,
let's butcher a name, Shane.
There are clearly letters there. I just need to pronounce them.
2010,
that's an easy one. Tenso Sentai.
I'm gonna take Scott.
Gosiger. It's Gosiger.
Gosiger.
Tensou Sentai Gosiger.
Like Gosai.
Okay. Once again, like I say every
time.
Wow,
these Rangers look kind of neat.
And these were our.
And here they are.
And who were these?
These were our Mega Force.
Yeah, see, I never watched
Mega
Force.
In Japan, they were kind of called Angels.
They got the little, yeah. I see that.
Well, we didn't.
Well, the Pink Rangers got the, or Pink and Red have the rip off of somewhat of the Cerulean bird.
Well, they each have an animal. When they morph, they do a backflip, and when their helmets come on them, it's an animal.
Like they're getting eaten again?
Like they're like an animal like latches on their head and it forms the helmet.
Oh, each of them have a face hugger.
There you go.
Okay.
Red Eagle Ranger. Oh my eyes!
These Rangers aren't that bad. They basically wear a white undersuit, and then they all have like windbreaker jackets.
That signifies each of their colors.
And a gold belt.
Yeah.
The windbreaker jacket all have a Hyrulean symbol on them, essentially. And then they all wear the white ranger type boots,
Black
but their color.
Got a flowery looking thing.
Right.
And they all have the same gloves with the
black blue ranger looks like a cop. I don't know.
The two females don't have the windbreaker thing. They have windbreaker skirt dresses.
Yeah.
Or super short dresses.
Well, I was about to say, I just noticed it looks like yellow and black have about the same, red and pink have about the same.
And blue.
But blue's the only one that looks like he's got a different crest.
Actually, no.
No, they've
Those
all got different crests. No, wait.
Have the same crest.
Huh.
The blue guy's the odd man out. He's like,
yeah.
I don't want to be you guys.
I want to be
you
different.
Guys. Symbols are stupid.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the Blue Ranger, so, you know.
Next!
Well, we can. There's a Zord that indicates.
Is that a shark?
Yeah.
Shark Zord for the blue guy?
I'm into a shark Zord. That's kind of cool.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't help him like Aquaman. I mean, unless you're
going to
fight in water.
Hey, he doesn't just talk to fish anymore, Greg. He uppercuts people through solid titanium
floors.
He
does. Hold
up. Does Black have a fucking hippopotamus? Or
no. That's a snake.
Dude, okay. That would be amazing.
Is it a snake?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a
like
giant
things,
weird snake.
Yeah,
it just
looks
the way
from
the way
the
you
end.
Know
well,
that when they morph, like I told you, the Black Ranger has a snake that attaches to it.
This is essentially our weapons picture here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So of course the red has a sword.
Of course.
How fucking old is that getting?
Well, I think it's how old.
We've been doing this since 75 now. We've seen a lot of red swords.
Is Black Ranger using an axe?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So original.
Yeah, we didn't see that shit coming.
Green Ranger's using
some form of long-range weapon.
Nope. That's a shield?
That looks like a blaster.
That's a bladed shield.
It looks like a feather duster.
It's a bladed shield.
There's all kinds of feathers on it.
What is Yellow Ranger?
I can't remember the actual name of it, but it's a bladed
shield. Yeah, what the hell is that?
Is it like a... It looks like insert things.
I would either say zoom in or like next pick.
I'm trying to zoom in on mine, but it doesn't...
I can't tell. Hold on.
Nick will get his lazy ass
to examine screen. It's like
a gauntlet. It's a Swiss Army gauntlet. That's what it is.
Two sight thingies.
I think the Blue Ranger has a bow.
Yeah, she has...
He has a crossbow, Blue Ranger
like,
does.
This weird gauntlet-looking thing with some blades on it.
Yeah.
I really don't think...
She literally has, like, punchy dagger thing.
Blue Ranger's crossbow, that's cool.
Yeah. We just encountered some weapons in the series that
it's pretty much
seem
what
practical.
It is. She's got a punching dagger.
Wait, we just found weapons that don't seem practical?
No,
you do not remember
pickaxe wands.
Dude, that was nothing.
Yeah,
that's... Yellow Ranger Tonka Truck Ranger, okay?
Oh, yeah, Tonka Truck Ranger. Hey, satellite dishes can be useful, sir.
Blue Tiny Fan.
Yes, okay, yes, Bill wins.
He keeps hitting
a blue tiny streamer on a stick.
Yeah, there was a streamer on a stick. That was a weapon.
And the loom. Don't forget the loom.
No,
that's not a crane.
The Pink Rangers, the Pink Ranger Zord, I don't...
We'll probably get a better view of the Zords because these are not great pictures.
Next!
Zords. It's the team. Hey, we're standing in front of Earth in space.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about this picture. Yeah. Next! There we go.
Once again, we're in front of the Earth. And once again, if you didn't notice this, the Red Ranger's the leader.
Yeah. Whoa!
Look at him. He's all being classy and shit.
Yeah.
Look at that!
I'm the leader.
He could be dancing.
No. He's snapping. He's pulling some Roy Mustang shit on.
He is. Oh, that's awesome.
What the hell is a Yellow Ranger doing? She's trying to be like Cyclops. Yeah. I'm gonna shoot these I-beams. That I don't have.
Maybe she does.
I don't know. I just thought about it. Is she just talking to the Secret Service right now? But like, Blue Condor has landed.
Okay, we didn't describe...
We don't have a Blue Condor. We have a Blue Shark.
Okay, we didn't describe the helmets, but what is it that I'm going to say here? Like, they're not animal helmets.
They all have the same...
They all have a police shield on top of their head, from the best I can tell.
They essentially all have the same kind of helmet. Different colors, obviously.
Well, because the visors are all different.
Yeah, but how am I supposed to explain that to people that can't see it? By the way, if you would like to see these images, just go over to fandomnight.com and you could check this out on the YouTube, and vice versa for those of you that are seeing this image but want to take this to work with you so, you know, we can help you pass the day by, you know, that kind of thing. There's other shows on there if you're interested.
Trust me, it does work. I listen to podcasts all day.
No, I do. I recently went back through our entire Final Fantasy Legacy to compare it to another show that Shane has been listening to. So, now
you guys know how it is I pass time while filling out job applications.
That's right.
So yeah, like you, and if you want to, if you want to be a part of this club, you can just go over to fandomnight.com.
All the Rangers on the left side of their belt, they all have their gigantic morphers, which is a
tiki head. Oh, I thought
that
was a weapon.
That is their morpher.
Wait.
Hold on.
They must hold forth Omek.
No, what it is,
become Rangers.
It's a giant tiki head.
They take it off
of their back or their belts, or it's like some of them are carrying it in their backpacks and shit in the American series, but they use the same morpher over there, so it's the same thing. But they take this giant tiki head, they flip it out, open the bottom, take a card, put the card in it, close it, then push it forward. That changes them.
So it's another one of those long-ass morphs where literally they could be killed in human form before they hit Red.
Yeah, I gotta be like, go side! And I gotta reach for my card, and then the monster's like, pew!
Yeah.
Because before, in our series...
Or you left your card at home, or you grab a baseball card instead, and you're like, you know, Nolan Ryan.
Like, what if that card gets bent up in your pocket?
Yeah, right.
Like, you just fought a bunch of buddies and shit.
Or you accidentally pull
it's
out
a
your
Costco
card. I'm sorry.
Super savings!
It is a magical card, yeah.
It is bend-proof.
Bend-proof.
Oh, okay. You mean kind of like my ATM card? I just swipe it and can buy shit? No money used?
They've tried so many different morphings that they gotta try something.
Man,
different.
I
so
want your ATM card where there's no money used whenever I swipe it.
Oh, shit,
I
can't
pay for
that.
All the things.
I think I'm gonna buy this game. Oh, I get it for free because it doesn't take my money.
Because I got many a coupon.
I wouldn't do that.
Thank
I would
you
literally
for
be like, call my bank. Like, I have no limit, right? Yep, awesome, thank you. I would walk up to the biggest company I could think of and I'd be like, swipe, I just bought your company, thank you.
Thank you for power
up. By Konami, make
Hold
it
on.
Good again.
Hold on. Thank you for power up reward points. How many do you got?
Couple hundred thousand.
And you're using coupons.
Why the fuck not?
How do you have a couple hundred thousand?
With his magic,
because I quite
no
literally give
ATM?
My card to my stepmother every Christmas so she could go buy gifts for my nieces and nephews.
Okay, that's fine. But what I'm asking is how are you not using the points?
He's
saving
I don't
use
up.
Them.
Yeah,
I barely go to the reward.
What do you got?
I've got 50,000.
Yeah?
But lifetime, I've got over 200,000. So.
Yeah. That's
got
200,000
over
your entire span of having a pro card.
Yeah. I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what my lifetime span is, and I'm not going to share it here.
Dang.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a shit ton.
I've blown through points left and right, up and down, and backwards.
I haven't bought anything in a while.
I think I got like 6,000 going back up again.
My thing, I used to gain points like crazy. Now I don't gain points anymore because I buy like 3 items a year from GameStop. That's it. So I've been...
Yeah, but you're also picking up a lot of the old stuff now, which they don't have.
Right.
I did hear...
Well, even the new stuff, it hasn't been my thing to go there.
You did buy something a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, the Zone of Enders limited edition for the Xbox.
Looking at that, are you?
Because it finally went down to freak price.
It's piquing your interest?
Yeah. Oh, dude, the second changes on Wednesday morning, I was just like, this thing's $35 now? I can sell this finally and get it off of my shelf.
Let's see if the next picture can pique your interest. Next.
Who's the RoboCop looking guy?
They have that in the one I saw.
Metal
Ranger.
I believe they refer to him as like the Robo Ranger,
yeah,
Robo Knight.
Robo Knight is what he's called in America.
Robo Ranger nice. Program 2-Party.
That'd be awesome.
All right, well, as you can see, the Yellow Ranger needs a fist bump. Fist bumper!
Nah, I'm good.
I noticed a lot of Rangers over the years.
High five, dude.
I noticed a lot of Rangers. God. I've noticed a lot of Rangers over the years need fist bumps.
And they're being left
hanging. The swords need fist bumps, most of all.
It's alright. The Black Ranger's trying to be Jackie Bryant.
Yeah!
Look at him. It's Jackie Bryant. That's what he's trying to do.
Next.
Pink Ranger. Dancing.
The Pink Ranger is stepping on the Black Ranger's
Jesus
foot.
Jesus Christ! Maybe he's not being Jackie Bryan. Maybe he's in pain.
When have you ever thrown fist into the air in triumphant pose while stomped on the foot?
They got guns on their
maybe, belt? All right, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he's a masochist or whatever it's called.
Next!
Everybody, we must...
Their guns look huge. So
yeah, what the hell is up with
the
guns?
The Robo Knight rates higher than everybody except Red Ranger. He's the number 2, I guess. You see how he's kind of stepped forward in that? He's like,
Guys, this guy just came in here trying to take my position.
Yeah.
Let me take one step forward to make sure I'm the leader.
Yeah.
I'm still in
Robo
charge
Ranger,
here.
Second in command.
Hey, Robo Ranger's chest looks like a Zord face.
Yeah, it does.
You see the eyes.
Maybe he turns into his own Zord.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mention that because I think he kind of, not necessarily becomes his own Zord, but something like he becomes the head to his own Zord or something. Like he I can't remember. I've seen like an episode, and I'm probably way wrong here, but I remember him doing something like a pose, and then the chest thing roared, and then like he became a head. And then, like, the rest of his Zord came, and they connected or something, and then he was, like, a giant tiger thing.
I was about to say, once this gets posted, though,
Robo-Tiger or Tiger Ranger preparing to claw.
Yeah, I was about to say, once this gets posted,
yes,
though,
I'm just
going to
keep making fun of him.
Hey, there's that weapon. I told you it was long range.
Oh, yeah,
Pink Ranger does not get in close quarters combat since 1975.
Yeah. It's weird how only the black and pink are the ones showed with weapons right now, because I would love to actually see that Yellow Ranger's staff.
I also like how the Red Ranger's not in
You can see the Morpher.
Tiki Head.
Yeah, there's
That's the Morpher.
Yeah.
It's Tiki Head.
You can see the Morpher in the yellow and
in
the
our
Ranger.
Series?
They all have one extra hit point. Crash Bandicoot.
Right. Yeah.
Ah!
The Ooga Booga Man.
I'm sorry, that completely went over my head. Like, what the fuck
They each got the they have the gold Tiki, so they all have 3 hit points.
Yeah. Now, in our series, their Zordon is literally a Tiki head in a wall.
I think there's Zordon.
And I think his name is Gosai.
But he's like a descendant to Zordon.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe
you might be right. They carry around mini Omex that allow them to become Rangers and then talk to Omek.
Yeah.
To get missions.
Essentially.
This is the future version of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Well, these are what happened.
Oh my god, that is awesome!
Rangers of the Hidden Temple.
Yes!
They put them on the team.
Sorry,
the few kids that actually completed the entire thing of the
temple,
they became Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we completed the temple. We're Rangers, the rest of you are losers. Yeah.
Rangers, you must go and protect the shrine of the silver monkey. Quick, you must leap across the steps of knowledge.
Really?
The guardian temples.
We can jump like 5 stories. This is going to be easy.
You know, because of Scott, I have the entire thing, right?
I know.
Every season.
Scott is awesome.
Not the Ascent. Not in the
official Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
I have all of it.
I can never find it.
Because I would love to sit down and watch that game again. Oh, and Guts.
Guts,
you gotta sit
awesome.
Down and watch Guts.
Now,
there's an episode of Guts that will make you laugh so hard because there's a girl rowing a boat for one of the challenges, and she cannot row out of the boat, and there's no...
row in a circle?
Yes, and there's no rules to stop it. So it's like a
they just
limit,
let her.
And they just let her fail.
Because she couldn't figure out the row. Yeah. You go right, left, right, left. She was just like right, right,
and
right.
He's like,
well,
right,
when
right
you're
in a circle.
When you're fucking 10 years old,
right.
I mean,
dude. When I was 10 years old, I understood if I move my right hand, my boat goes to the left.
But there was a current.
If I move my left hand, the boat goes to the right.
Well,
if I move both hands,
Nick,
I'm going to rebuild that
forward.
Thing. I'm going to put Nick in.
I understood
Nick
the science.
Nick is a special case because when I was 10 years old, I did not know how to fucking canoe, okay?
Yeah.
I nobody here at 10 years old
you.
Knew how to fucking canoe except for Nick.
Well, it was a game. It was But anyway, yeah, they were all laughing about it so hard. He was like, "Hey, we'll go back, Mo." And it was, he was like, "Yeah, much." Little Sherry is having
they're
trouble.
They're trying not to laugh,
and they're trying so hard not to laugh. And then finally, one of those helper people, like after like 2-3 awkward minutes, he's like, "Okay." And then he just like grabs her boat and pulls it forward. They're like, "Okay, here's your time." Yeah. Good. They're like, it's like, oh, well, she will not move on because she, you know, like, damn.
Because she can't row a boat.
But we can't talk Rangers.
If
you look at this picture real quick, you'll notice that the Red Ranger's not in the middle, which indicates that he is giving up the leadership.
Nope.
No, he's just chilling out on the other side because
he's disguised
Robo
as the Blue Ranger.
Ranger is programmed for love.
He's disguised as the Blue Ranger.
Yeah. Yep. Next.
Okay. 3D renderings, huh?
Alright, so
that's
CG,
that's
3D renders.
CG.
It's very impressive.
CG.
Next.
Right. Oh, look. I wanted to see the
guns. Actually, those pistols are kind of neat.
Can you please?
Do they have, like, little dragon heads or
no,
some
it's
shit?
There's Zord heads on each one.
Yep.
That's so stupid.
Okay. I guess that's.
You can tell because the Blue Ranger has a shark.
In case I forget who I am.
Next.
Yeah!
That
look
is
at,
so glorious.
What is up with Blue Ranger? You're not. You are not a freaking matador, sir. You do not get a pose like that, ever.
How do you get to decide who's a matador?
Does he got a cape?
I don't know. I haven't seen the Japanese series.
I'll see a cape.
I haven't seen the Japanese series.
Plus, he rides in a giant shark.
If the Japanese series can have fucking space pirates that come down to eat ramen and get stuck in an intergalactic war, that guy could be a matador.
By the way, he rides a shark.
Because this picture's
all real.
Yes, that was real.
Yeah. I wasn't joking.
Wasn't that super mega force?
In Gokaiger, space pirates come to Earth to eat ramen. That's why they're here. They came to steal treasure and eat ramen.
Oh wait, that's with the flintlock lasers that I love.
Yes, and while they were trying to enjoy a bowl of ramen, an intergalactic war started and they got stuck in the middle of it.
They didn't want to fight.
He just wanted to eat ramen. And then, when the store blew up, he looks over the counter and says, So, what are the chances of me getting ramen right now? And the store owner was like, none. And he's like, none. That's not going to be good for me. So he took his gun and he went outside and started shooting bad guys to clear the street so the store could open. That was the reason they got involved.
He's such a hard ass. But want some tasty, delicious noodles.
Technically, he pulled a Goku there.
This saved the world from food. All glorious, and they're all shining. They are descending from the heavens.
Again, the angel part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Next!
That's kind of neat. It's all three of their symbols stacked up on top of each other.
Hey, are there Zords? Are there Zords like gods or something? Like, is there some connection to that in Japan? Like, maybe?
What?
Maybe their Zords are like god animals or something.
In
like
Japan, maybe. In America, like, they're robots.
Right.
Next! Hey, there's those weapons!
Alright. Let me get up, because I'd like to see the stupid
Swiss Army knife.
It grabs you, and it chops your head off slowly. It's the grinding motion.
It's a head opener. We'll call it that. It's the head opener. Because it's like a bottle opener for your head.
You guys are tired of the sword. Besides the weird tip on it, it looks great to me. I think it's got a little shielding.
Okay, yes. But see, you're here for this episode.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show since 1975 now.
The Red Ranger always has a sword. Yeah, sure,
Get a new fucking weapon.
No,
like
the pistol.
Every Black Ranger I've ever seen had an axe.
Sometimes you get smashing hammers, crescent moon lances.
It's kind of the same things. I mean,
sword.
The Red Ranger gets that sword.
It's like when they become Power Rangers, like, you will be the Red Ranger. And he's like, here is your weapon. Oh, a sword.
It looks used, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
the Pink Ranger has had fucking...
They take the same power sword and reforge it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Black Ranger has now had a smashing hammer, a crescent moon lance, a weird laser gun thing,
some axes.
Multiple axes.
Because
Black Ranger
has to axe a couple questions.
Yeah,
Ranger had the juggling
pin. Hopefully it piques your interest.
I think that was the blue that had the juggling pin.
Well,
it could be the yellow, too. I can't remember.
Bad puns.
None of the yellow had the hula hoop.
I think pink was the hula hoop and yellow had the fucking
streamer
thing.
Tassels.
And I think the blue had the juggling pins.
Well, regardless, we have all the pictures. We can go back and look at them.
No, we're on this series.
But, yeah.
I think this force looks like they could beat somebody's ass. I mean, it looks pretty good.
Next!
Go back one real quick. Look at how that Red Ranger guy's fighting style is. One hand behind his back. This dude's trying to be a fencer.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is not Sulu. He will never be as cool as Sulu.
Who is the coolest Ranger?
Robot.
It's time for our popularity contest.
Robot.
Throw our mids in a hat or something. I mean, I don't know.
Nick's boat is definitely robot guy.
I'm going for the Black Ranger because I kind of dig in his axe, and I think his color scheme, the white and black thing, I'm okay with that. Axe! Not his ass! The fuck?
Greg, Bill thinks that the Black Ranger is a fine piece of axe.
I like his ass? I can't really see his ass,
blue,
to be
blue
fair.
Ranger, like, I, something about the, yeah, I don't know, I like the Blue Ranger, it's cool. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a blue and a black.
I already sent Robo.
Robo?
Robo Ranger's best ranger. Especially because he turns
cliche
into the head of
red.
Robot.
Red.
Red.
Red, so far, wow. Red is winning.
I'm going with blue just because he's
damn
the only one that's like, fuck yourself, symbol.
Dang, so blue and red are the champions of popularity
well,
this
I
run.
I just didn't want red to win!
You guys just
you could have went robot, okay. You fool!
You voted for red after complaining that he always has a sword. Apparently they've got something going for him.
Okay, people. Rate these rangers.
Oh, time to rate them.
2.5, and my phone is currently charging. So
mine's over there. So I got nothing. So we got 2.5. I'll just steal a Bill phone. I got this.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Okay, we got 2.5. Who else is up here?
I gotta find your calculator.
He's gonna give them.
My,
hey.
2.5. Plus.
I'm waiting for them to get the...
I'm
okay.
Set!
Okay, now. 4.
A 4!
3.
A 3! A Bill!
I'm looking at the costumes and I gave him
Bill!
4.
Really?
Bill.
2.5. These guys don't even... I don't even think they're basic.
2.6.
I give them a 2.
I did, look, basic
oh,
ranger design...
Ranger's kind of neat.
Basic ranger design sits somewhere around the area for me. Like, this seems overdone. Like, all the gold and the vest and the fucking gloves and the giant blade. Like, they look fine. They don't look terrible by any means. We've seen worse rangers.
They definitely look basic, but yeah, there is some over-design on
it. Right. Like, it just doesn't... Like, it seems like everybody put a windbreaker on and was like, let's fight evil!
Yeah!
Maybe you would like to put some clothes on if you would like to continue fighting evil today.
Nope.
Nah.
Give me a windbreaker. I'll go out and fight putties.
Nah, I can't do that.
They are not monks. They can't go outside in their underwear and rape everyone.
So who's left?
No, that's everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody.
I was waiting for you to, you know, be done explaining.
Well, what do we got?
2.77.
2.77?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, that's the end of these rangers.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.